Last week, we had Media Access Australia's Chris Michael share his forecast for television access this year, with the outlook finding up somewhat for the blind and vision impaired audience. This week, we hear from the world of accessible cinema and DVDs with Ali Woodford, Project Manager at Media Access Australia. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what are some of the top predictions and wishes for this year?
Well, I guess it's not so much as a prediction as it is an inevitability, but for me, 2001 is shaping up as the year of cinema when it comes to audio description.
So why is that, and what improvements do you see occurring this year?
Well, we've already begun to see improvements in access through AD at a number of the major cinema locations. Since the second week of the year, we've had 5 locations showing AD 6 days a week. But by the end of the year, this should expand to not just a further 20 or so locations, but also to more sessions per week at these locations. So a really big improvement in store for this year.
Are these improvements part of the major cinema chain agreement?
Yes, they are. We have had a bit of a speed bump with the supposed first 10% of locations that were to roll out by the end of 2010, but this was mainly wrapped up in international standards that are yet to be finalised. But all indications are pointing towards this being shored up during the year, which will put us back on track to make up for last year's letdown and also meet the further 20% target for 2011.
So how about in the area of DVD? What are your expectations there?
Well, for DVD, I have big dreams, but lower expectations, to be honest. I would like to see the use of Access logos used more consistently on the Blu-ray releases. The local industry has done really well in the adoption of the CC and AD logos on the standard definition discs, but DVD as we know it. But Blu-ray covers still seem to be, they're using the international covers for the local release, and they don't really use the logos as we do here. So a change to bring Blu-ray in line with DVD, it's a realistic goal for us to achieve this year. But I think my pipe dream revolves around, I guess, the legal agreements, which may prevent certain elements of the title being released in other regions of the world. And I want these agreements to be renegotiated, and what that would mean would it would ensure that any language enhancing or augmenting element that's created at the originating source of the DVD, that is part and parcel of the title when it's exported to all the other regions. So it's a dream bit because we've got multiple long-term legal agreements involved, multiple players around the world. It's obviously a harder nut to crack, but the end result would be a win for everyone worldwide.
Jeez, it's more complicated than you think, isn't it?
It's really complicated, yeah. Very.
How do you work around it?
Well, slowly.
So how about the support by government of access features on DVD and in the cinema?
Well, the federal government's media access review final report, it called for Screen Australia to amend its terms of trade, and that would mean it needs to require the feature films it finances to be audio described and captioned for cinema, and that flows onto DVD as well. So once adopted, this policy is going to be groundbreaking in its requirement of finance producers to include access features on their titles. The thing is, we won't see immediate results. The process of getting a film funded, then getting it produced, then getting it onto the screen and finally to DVD, it can take 2-3 years, but 2011 is going to go down as the year that it all began.
Oh, that's really good. So I know you've done a lot of work with it, so let's hope that all this happens on time. It was going to happen, as you said.
But we have to be patient.
Yeah. More patience is needed. Mm. So it looks like this year we'll see some major leaps and bounds in the area of audio description in the cinemas, with DVD having a quieter but not necessarily less productive year. More information on access to both these formats can be found at audiodescription.com.au, or you can phone Ali and have a chat, or one of her colleagues on 02 9212 6242, 02 9212 6242. And we look forward to next week when tech guru and new media manager at Media Access Australia, Sarah Police, chats to us about your access online media and digital technology in 2011. Thank you for all of that, Ali.
Not a problem, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford, Project Manager at Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.